Almost Famous with John Shea. Featuring local and independent musicians from the South Shore, Boston, and New England. On 95.9 WATD.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD. Introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea. If you're a local band or musician with original music you'd like to hear on the radio, please reach out, find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio. Subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD wherever you find your podcasts or at AlmostFamousRadio.com. So tonight, I'm being joined in studio by three amazing guests to talk about a great event coming up this Sunday called South Shore Femme Fest. We have in studio Gracie Grace, Vanna Pacella, and one of my besties, Anna Daly Young. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Fantastic. Welcome. Let's do a round of introductions. We'll start with Gracie.
Sure thing. Yes. Hi, my name is Grace All, also known as Gracie Grace. Love Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys. And I am also the co-founder of South Shore Femme Fest with one of my good friends, Christina Johns from AZ Studio. And was that a very long introduction?
That's fantastic. Let's go to Vanna.
Hi, my name is Vanna Pacella. I'm a pianist, keyboardist, and singer from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me, John.
And this is your first time here, unlike Gracie and Anna. So
it is
welcome.
My first time. Thank you.
Last but not least, Anna Daly Young.
Hello, everybody. My name's Anna, and I am from Weymouth, Massachusetts. I'm a singer-songwriter. I just released my first album last year called Go My Own Way, and I'm very excited to be talking about FemFest.
So let's go into the details on that. It's coming up this Sunday. It's at Stellwagen Beer Company, which is like maybe 200 yards from where we're sitting right now. So what's going on this Sunday at FemFest?
So we have a full-day lineup of music. It's all female-fronted acts. Anywhere from a little bit of rock, soul, blues, pop, country, and everything in between, really. And in addition to our rock and roll wonderful female musicians, we have a slew of female-run businesses, vendors, creatives, artists, you sort of name it, food trucks. And yeah, it's going to be a great day running from 2 to around 8 o'clock on Sunday.
That's amazing. Now, give us the history. This is an event that you co-founded.
It is. So me and Christina Johns of AZ Studio got together and really found that we were craving a little bit more of the girls at our local gig scene here in and around the South Shore. There's just such an immense amount of talent all around us. And how great would it be to be able to highlight all of that female talent in one room and sort of get us all together and, you know, see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Now, in addition to the three of you, there is a complete lineup of female musicians performing at FemFest this Sunday. Give us the details of who else is on the schedule.
Yep, I will be there as Gracie Grace, and there will be Anna Daly Young, Vanna Pacella, Mary McAvoy, Megan D'Onofrio, as well as Julia Babb.
Fantastic. And the place to go to get all the information and maybe even buy tickets.
Yes, you can find us on Instagram at South Shore Femme Fest, and that will take you to a link in our bio for tickets and information.
Vanna has the keyboard in front of her, so let's start off with some live music from you. What are we listening to first?
What are we listening to first? Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Okay, let's hear it. We have Vanna Pacella with the keyboard here on the Tiny Stage, making her debut here on WATD 95.9. The Tiny Stage is yours.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why. never know.
Vanna Pacella playing keyboard tonight here on the WHD Tiny Stage, making her debut with a Bob Dylan cover there. Before we talk about that song, I need to ask, first of all, your age, because I was blown away.
I am 17. It's
That's
true.
Incredible. Where did that voice come from?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I only started singing about 2 years ago, actually.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
It sounds like you've been doing this for like, well, you basically have for your entire life because you're only 17, but it sounds like you've been singing for a long, long time.
I appreciate that so much.
When did music first become part of your life?
As long as I can remember. I started playing piano when I was 6 years old, so it's been about 11 years now.
When did it go from being a hobby to a career? Because you're doing some amazing things and playing some amazing venues.
I started playing professional gigs at about 14.
Wow. How have you evolved since then?
So much. So much. Yeah, I started out with a weekly residency when I was 14, and it just kind of skyrocketed from that. I've played every weekend for at least 3 years now. It's just, it's everything to me.
And I understand, too, you maybe have snuck into the New England Music Awards.
I did. I snuck in. Everyone's going to know now. Some people thought I was nominated. I was very flattered, but no, I bought tickets and I went.
Where's the best place to go to stay up to date on your information?
I'm on Instagram, Vanna Pacella, Facebook, Vanna Pacella. That's really it. I'm terrible at social media, but I'm trying my best.
Fantastic. Well, let's do some studio tracks here because Anna Dale Young is here and she is amazing and she recently released her debut album. So What do you want to play off of your debut album tonight?
We're going to play Wanna Be Your Girl.
I love this song. Let's hear it. And then we'll talk about it with Anna Dale Young. We have also Vanna Pacella and Gracie Grace here talking about FemFest, which is coming up this Sunday. And we're going to talk more about that after we hear from Anna Dale Young, Wanna Be Your Girl, 95.9 WATD. It's Almost Famous.
Days are getting long. I got so much to do, but I'm staying strong. Million little things to do. It's all right. It's all right. Life is changing fast. The older I get, the more I see it pass. But we won't talk about that. hold tight, hold tight. The way you make me laugh, steal every photograph, feel you staring from across the class. We're just waiting for the time to pass. And I just wanna be your girl, just wanna be your world. The grass is green, the sky is blue, I got a lot of things that I wanna say to you. Tonight, I see you walk towards me. You wave and I check to make sure that it's at me. I'm so silly, baby. I can't fight, I can't fight. The way you make me laugh, I steal every photograph. Feel you staring from across the class. We're just waiting for the time to pass.
Anna Daly Young, Wanna Be Your Girl, 95.9 WATD, off of her debut album. And Anna, give us the details on that. Where can that be found and where can you be found?
So you can find my music out now on all platforms. And also my Instagram is Anna Daly Young, A-N-N-A-D-A-L-E-Y, Young, as in young and old.
Fantastic. And how did you get involved in FemFest?
So I actually never met Gracie. We never met, right? You just invited me to FemFest last year, right?
Exactly.
So she's a scout. She finds people and she brings them into this wonderful circle that FemFest is. I performed 2023, and that day was the first day I met Gracie. And then ever since then, we kind of became closer, started going to the beach together. She just welcomed me in with open arms when I felt like I really needed a friend in the industry. So it's been really fun to become friends and business partners, and I'm so excited for FemFest this year.
There's that old adage, you know, it's not who you know, it's what you know, but I think it really is who you know, because if you can find the right connections, especially here, it can make a world of difference.
Yeah, for sure. No, I really needed like a girly at that time, and it was a tough time. I had worked a long, hard summer, and I was like venting to Gracie about just like, oh, I feel like the time just goes away so quick, and she was really just like a nice person to confide in during that time, so thank you, Gracie.
Of course.
Gracie is the best.
Can't wait for more beach days this summer.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Let's talk about Wanna Be Your Girl. How did that song happen?
That was a song that I wrote before I went to bed in my room one night. Came up with these catchy little chords, basic chords, and wrote lyrics to them like in my notebook. It was one of the songs that I wrote where I sent the track out right away and I was like, you know what? I really like this one. Yeah, it was kind of like a spontaneous write, but it was one of the songs that felt really good and felt like it was going to be like a staple, you know?
And kind of like Vanna, I mean, it seems like you just came out of nowhere because like one moment there was no Anna Daly Young and then the next day, like you're like everywhere.
That was what Gracie said to me, too. You were like, you stepped on the scene and you were just there. And I was like, I don't even know. I just started strumming a box at a restaurant.
So
and then,
true.
You know?
You're everywhere. Like, I felt like I was meeting a famous person today.
Oh, my God. Me?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
That's how I felt.
I'm
going to
give you a hug right now. Oh, my God. After this, we're going to have a girls' soiree.
Absolutely.
Pre-Femme Fest.
Yes. Oh my goodness, this year's
going to
be so fun.
I know.
So a question for all three of you. I'll throw this out there and I'll start with you, Anna. Your favorite onstage moment up until this point?
Honestly, I had some really good times at Levitate Backyard this summer. That was one of my favorite shows with Gracie on stage with the Anna Daly Young Band. That was, yeah, one of my favorite shows that we've ever played.
I mean, you played Levitate itself, too.
Levitate Music Festival was very fun. You know, that was a little bit, it's more high pressure, though, you know? The nerves are there, so we're not thinking clearly. I think at Levitate Backyard, that was a little bit more relaxed.
A little smaller, a little more intimate.
Yeah, and, you know, it was with my dad, too, so that was really fun.
Vanna, how about you? Your favorite onstage moment up until this point?
I don't know that I can even pick. I've had so many amazing experiences. My favorite show is always the next one. I'm so obsessed with playing. I'm so obsessed with music, collaborating. I play with so many different people every day, and I'm so blessed to have this life. But I have done some really great shows with Gillette Stadium. Across from Gillette Stadium, I played prior to the Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel concert. That was insane. Stevie Nicks is my girl. It was so cool. And I did the same thing for the Elton John concert and Taylor Swift, too. Just super cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. Am I'm not hearing this right. You were opened up for them?
So it's called the Summer Stage across from Gillette.
Oh,
so
my God.
Basically all of the people that were going to the concert
wow.
that went to the shops walked by me. So it was like 70,000 people.
Oh, my goodness. That is a dream gig. Congrats.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
We got to get the Femme Fest girls to do one this
yes.
year.
Yes.
Gracie, how about you?
I think that listening to these girls is like just making me smile so big because it really is true that all gigs are so special to us. It's clear. You can see our smiles in the studio today. And the next one is just as exciting as the last one was and will be. For me, I think it's a combination of like getting that gig that's like, oh, I didn't maybe last year think I could get this gig and now I did it. And so sort of getting these gigs that are the right place and the right time is really important to me. And that's definitely a blend of having the people that you want there. And, you know, it always helps if it's a venue by the water or the beach for me. Personally, this past summer, I got to play at a few of the locations for Cisco Brewers, which was super refreshing and just a really good time being around people that love live music. And really, the audience tends to make the gig. And that type of participation is what I'm constantly seeking out and something that I've been trying to build with South Shore Femme Fest, you know, being in that room and seeing how excited everyone is to be there, whether you're there to sing, play an instrument, or just dance your face off. You know, I think that all gigs are good gigs, and I forget the question.
It's all good. We are up against our first break of the Tiny Stage Hour. We have a lot more to go. We have more live music, more studio tracks, and more to talk about with Femme Fest coming up this weekend at Stellwagen Beer Company. It's this Sunday. We'll give you all the details and more in just a few, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now, back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to the Tiny Stage Hour, 95.9 WATD, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England, brought to you each week by Tiny and Sons Glass. I'm John Shea, being joined tonight by three special guests talking about Femme Fest happening at Stellwagen Beer Company. This Sunday, we have Gracie Grace, one of the co-founders. We also have Vanna Pacella and Anna Daly Young here. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Doing great.
Thank you for making this work.
Of course.
If you would, I'm just going to do another round of introductions here. We'll start with Anna this time. If you would, introduce yourself and tell us where you can be found online.
My name is Anna Daly Young, and you can find me out now on all platforms. I just released my first album, Go My Own Way. I keep saying just. It was a year ago now. It was a year ago. So no, not just, but I mean, still relatively new.
It is.
You can find me on Instagram, pretty much all platforms. Anna Daly Young, A-N-N-A-D-A-L-E-Y. Young. And I write a blog too and have a pasta connoisseur
yes.
account as well. So
I'm a
all
follower.
Of those as well. Pasta Queen 17.
And Vanna, you're next.
Hi, my name is Vanna Pacella. I'm a local musician, pianist, and vocalist. So happy to be here talking to you, John Shea. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited for Femme Fest.
And last but not least, we have Gracie Grace.
Hi there. My name is Gracie Grace from Scituate, Massachusetts. I'm a singer-songwriter and front woman of Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys. You can find me and my band at Gracie Good Boys on Instagram, Facebook, and on all streaming platforms.
And you're the co-founder of South Shore Femme Fest, which is happening in its second year this Sunday at Stellwagen Beer Company. Give us the details.
Sure thing. You can find us at South Shore Femme Fest on Instagram. That will send you to our ticket link so you can come join us at Stellwagen Beer Company on April 21st from 2 to 8 and have a rockin' good time.
So what goes into the selection of the musicians for these events? Because it's stacked, I have to be honest.
You know, I really think that first and foremost, this is a community event. Going through the community and the South Shore music scene as a musician, you get to meet a lot of really wonderful, amazing people. Over the course of the year, I make a lot of friends. I am a little bit of a social butterfly. I like to be out and about. I like to sing at shows and be at shows just as much. So you meet a lot of people that way when you're out all the time.
You definitely do.
So yeah, I've picked up a lot of friends along the way and just really wanted to stack the lineup with people that are really inspiring to me, that I think really work the music scene and really put themselves out there in such a vulnerable way. Gig life isn't easy life. You know, you put a smile on whether or not you're having the time of your life. And I think that you do that for the love of music and for the love of the audience and the community that you get to be a part of, you know, by, you know, putting yourself into this scene.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, let's do another studio trick. Let's do one from you, Gracie. What do you want to hear from yourself?
Sure. You know, I'm getting in the summer mood, you know, talking about all these fun, wonderful gigs. So how about a little bit of Blindsided?
Let's hear at 95.9 WATD. We have Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys.
We had it wasted so much time.
Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys. That's called Blindside, and you can find that up on all streaming services. I have to ask, too, because you told me this story when you were here a few years back, but the origin of the band name, which I think is really cool.
So my name is Grace Ann All. That's my full name. 3 syllables, 11 letters. It's just really a quick punch. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I appreciate that for, you know, filling out forms and such. But I really got to know such a great group of guys here on the South Shore when I first moved back to the South Shore area in 2015. There was just so much talent really starting to bubble over the edge here. And I met a lot of people and wanted to take it all in and play music with everyone I met. And that allowed me to really develop my sound and really had an imprint on my sound, which tends to be very improvisational. There's a lot of jam in that rock and roll and soul. When I was thinking about, you know, I want a band. But this magical band that we all, dream about growing up, if you grow up like I do, wanting to be in music, wasn't falling into my lap over and over again. And so finally I said, I'm starting a band right now. And I'm Gracie. And, you know, my family's always called me Gracie Grace. And I want to play with all the good boys on the South Shore. And I'm just going to make them play music with me. And luckily, you know, they followed willingly. And there was a really amazing cast of guys that joined me. You know, if somebody had new obligations or new journeys come up in their life, they were able to move on to that. And, you know, there was always more incredible talent to step up and sort of fill in and, you know, change up the sound a little bit and keep it fresh. To make a long story long, as my mom likes to say, the name is Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys. So it was really a way of embedding my name and who I am into this greater vision that I had and the gratefulness I have for all of the people along the way that helped me achieve it.
Now, have you started the spinoff band, the Grace Who Creates and All the Bad Boys?
You know, destiny. I think they're plotting it without me as we speak, I'm pretty sure.
So Blindsided, that's one of the singles that's up on all the streaming services. Talk about that song. How did that song happen?
Blindsided is my second single that I ever released. And it came off of that high of releasing your first single and that feeling of, oh, I can do this. I can just keep releasing music. So we released it in August and just had a fabulous time that summer. John, I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm totally following.
I am too.
I'm totally following.
I'm like just talking a dog off a meat wagon over here.
No, not at all. Dude, I actually just got really moved by what you said. Like your name, like that was destiny.
That was amazing.
It's really
yeah.
cool. Thank I you. Didn't know that. So like, this is really interesting.
I thought the name was amazing before I knew it was literally yeah. your whole name.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks so much. But Blindsided is one of my favorite songs. It really packs a rock and roll punch. It's had a bunch of different guys work on it and really helped me get it to the vibe that I really envisioned for it.
And share with us again the website, the socials and all that so people can look you up and find the music.
Sure thing. You can find me at Gracie Grace Music, at Gracie Good Boys on Instagram and Facebook. You also can find more about the band at GracieGoodVoice.com.
Excellent. Vanna, because this is your debut tonight, I'm going to give you preferential treatment and give you a bonus song tonight. So let's hear another live song from you. What are we listening to next?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. This one's Slow Dancing in a Burning Room by John Mayer.
I love this song. Let's hear it. We have Vanna Pacella here on the Tiny Stage, 95.9 WHD. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
It's not a silly little moment, not the storm before the calm. This is the deep and dying breath, this love that we've been working on. Can't seem to hold you like I want to, so I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down, and you can see it too. We're going down. You know that we're doomed, my dear. nothing to me. Baby, you're the only light I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You be a bitch because you can. You try to hit me just to hurt me, so you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down.
Vanna Pichella on the tiny stage, 95.9 WATD. I heard you sound checking with that song earlier tonight, and I was just like captivated. So
thank you so much.
What is it about that song that makes you love it?
Oh, so much. Something about the juxtaposition of the title and the actual production of the song. When I play it, I feel like I'm emulating what he's trying to say by changing the instrumentation to piano. I feel like I'm so into it. I'm so into it, and I know we've all experienced what he's talking about, and it's just a moving experience for me in ways I can't even describe.
A song for all three of you, and there's no chance to think about this. This is just the very first thing that comes to mind. A song you wish you wrote. What is it?
Oh, Silver Springs, Fleetwood Mac.
My brain turned off. As soon as you said first thing that you think of, just gone. I'll have to think about it.
How about Gracie?
See? The brain turns off when you say, right off the rip, tell me what you want.
I mean, Vanna's a...
I know.
You're...
It's our first time here, and she nailed it, so...
Yeah. I'm probably the most nervous one here, too. I don't know how that happened.
You don't sound it at all.
Like all of our energy.
Oh, thank you.
Melding. I'd rather go blind, Etta James.
Good call.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
I don't know, John. Oh, you know what song I really love? I don't know, it just came to mind. In My Life by the Beatles.
Oh, yes, that's a great one.
That's a good one. It feels like you can age through that song.
I think you can.
You know, like you feel like you can live like a long, hard life.
Let's do a track from one of the other artists that's performing this year. And I love this track from Miri McAvoy. Let's Do Another Life. On, we'll talk more about FemFest, which is coming up this weekend at Stellwagen Beer Company here on WATD. Right after we hear from Miri McAvoy.
Like a hurricane, it's kind of crazy I could even feel this way for someone I only knew for 2 weeks in May. Now you're leaving, flying on a jet plane, chasing dreams and finding love along the way. Hope she's sweet and keeps you in your place, babe. Find it all scary, something so beautiful is temporary, but I'd rather to have known you than not at all. I think of you from time to time when the bluebirds are flying high across the cotton candy painted sky, and I'll think
nights, and now think of you on your lit up screens, writing stories about Jesus freaks, and you're telling me to go and chase my dreams. Oh, I'll think of you, I'll think of you, and I, you and I, maybe I'll meet you in another life. Gotten quiet here, and now the winds have changed. I hear you laughing, lingers through the sound of rain, but the memories, they start to fade away.
Mary McAvoy, it's called Another Life, one of the many performers you can see this Sunday at Stellwagen Beer Company in Marshfield. We have Gracie Grace, we have Anna Pacello, we have Anna Daly Young here. Gracie is one of the co-founders of FemFest. So Gracie, give us the details again on what's happening.
This Sunday, you can find us at Stellwagen Beer Company listening to wonderful local female-fronted bands, as well as having some of our favorite female vendors and creatives alongside of us.
Fantastic. And how can people get more information?
You can go to South Shore FemFest on our Instagram and find the ticket link in our bio.
Now, it literally goes all day. It starts at, 2 o'clock and it goes till about 9?
Correct.
Give us some of the performers that are taking part other than the three of you that are here.
Sure thing. In addition to the three of us here, we also have Mary McAvoy, Megan D'Onofrio, and Julia Babb.
Something that I've been asking all female musicians that have come on this show over the past couple of years, what's being done right and what still needs to be worked on to make not just the South Shore community, but the music community in general, safe and inclusive for everyone?
I think definitely visibility is super important, and it's really necessary that we see a balance of female and male and all identifying gendered folks on lineups.
Cool. Well, it's also like,
yeah, that was great.
We don't know sometimes. Things are changing still by the day, so it's like sometimes I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could give advice right now to an aspiring female musician, what would you say to them?
Create woman teams.
Definitely.
Try your best, even when you're young, to have a clear vision of what you want, and make sure to just surround yourself with people that you genuinely trust and get a good vibe with. And most of the time, for me, that's women. So I don't know. Love you ladies here today.
Love you too. And I can totally agree with that. Aligning yourself with like-minded people and really finding your community. Yeah. I think community is key, and community is everything in this business.
Vanna, anything to add to that?
Yeah, this doesn't go just for women, but I'd say just do what feels right. Don't let anyone try to skew you from your path, even if it's like, oh yeah, this is perfect. This is no. Trust yourself. Surround yourself with people that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
We're in studio tonight with Gracie Grace Vannapicella and Anna Daly Young talking about FemFest happening at Stellwagen Beer Company this Sunday from 2 till 8. And we are going to be talking a little bit more after this final break. And I think we have a cool little duet that I was hearing in soundcheck. So we're going to be doing that and more right after this. 95.9 WATD brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass.
And now back to Almost Famous on 95.9 WATD.
For the final time tonight, welcome back to the Almost Famous Tiny Stage, 95.9 WATD. I'm John Shea, introducing you to independent bands and musicians from across New England. Brought to you by Tiny and Sons Glass. If you're a local band or musician and you'd like to hear your music on the radio, please reach out, find all the contact information on the Almost Famous page at 95.9WATD.com. Give me a follow tonight, Facebook and Instagram at Almost Famous Radio, and subscribe to the podcast. Find that by searching Almost Famous WATD wherever you find your podcasts. And for the final time tonight, being joined in studio by three amazing, strong women from the South Shore in New England music community, we have Vannapicella, we have Gracie Grace, and we have Anna Daly Young. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, John.
This is amazing. I'm loving everything I'm hearing tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Let's do one final round of introductions. We'll start with Vanna this time.
Hi, my name is Vannapicella. I'm a local musician. So happy to be here today and so excited for FemFest. Thank you, Gracie, for inviting me.
Of course. Thank you for joining us.
And Vanna, where can you be found online?
At Vannapicella on Instagram, VannaPacella, and on Facebook as well at Vannapicella.
Gracie Grace, you're next.
Hi, this is Gracie Grace of Gracie Grace and All the Good Boys from Scituate, Massachusetts. And I am also the co-founder of South Shore FemFest alongside Christina Jantz from our sponsor AZ Studio.
Fantastic. And last but not least, Anna Daly Young.
Hey, everybody. My name's Anna Daly Young. I am from Weymouth, Massachusetts. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I just released my first album, Go My Own Way. You can find me on all platforms, and I'm very excited to be playing a live performance at FemFest this year.
It's coming up on Sunday. Will there be pasta is the question.
Crazy.
We are having a female-run food truck, Cheesy Chicks, so
Yay!
You're in luck.
Really? Like there's actually going to be pasta?
Oh, no. I don't know if they have pasta.
No worries.
There's cheese.
I'm so excited.
By the way, catch everybody up to date on the pasta thing.
Oh, well, I mean, I have just been eating pasta since I was a young person on this earth. My dad cans his own sauce. We grow our own tomatoes in the backyard in the summer. And I think it was just always a go-to for me. It was like pasta comfort. I had it before I came here. Like when I was going out into the North End a lot right after COVID ended and even before then too. So I thought, why not like create a pasta account and like just filter out some of these beautiful meals I'm eating.
Okay. So if somebody is looking for the best pasta dinner of their life, where do they go around here?
This is kind of basic, but it's off the top of my head right now. Trattoria El Panino in the North End. Or you could go to, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, L'Osteria. L'Osteria. And that's also in the North End.
I'd have to chime in and say the Bucatini at Tosca in Hingham is just my
That's a good answer.
Number one meal in the South
answer.
That is Gracie Grace, the co-founder of FemFest. Let's go over all the details one final time.
This Sunday, April 21st, from 2 to around 9, we are having South Shore FemFest, which is a wonderful music festival with a lovely female-fronted lineup, as well as female-owned businesses, vendors, and creatives.
Where can people get all the details?
You can get the details at South Shore FemFest on Instagram, or you could hop on over to our sponsors page, AZ Studio Hingham, to find the link to the tickets.
Thank you, ladies, so much for making this work tonight. You all sound amazing, and we are going to close things out. I know, Vanna, you were talking about being obsessed with Stevie Nicks. I know Gracie is as well. Are you going to do the song I was listening to in soundcheck?
We are.
What is it?
It is called Gold Dust Woman. We just met, actually, tonight.
In
We've
studio.
never sung together. We basically didn't even talk about it. We just sat down and did it in the harmonies you're about to hear.
All right.
It's from soundcheck. I'm so excited.
Let's
for this.
Hear it. Thank you all for making this work tonight, and we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon, and hopefully see you on Sunday at FemFest.
Thank you so
see
much.
See you there.
95.9 WATD, one final time on the tiny stage. We have a duo here. We have Vannapicella and Gracie Grace, and I can't forget Anna Daly Young. And whenever you're ready, the tiny stage is yours.
Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Am I close enough to that mic, John? What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Great.
Rock on, gold dust woman. Take your silver spoon and dig your grave. Heartless challenge. Pick your path and I'll